Okay. How are you? You all right?
I'm good, thank you, yes.
Okay. And we've also got in the studio today, we've got joining us for as many Wednesdays as she feels necessary, we've got Faith Hills.
Hello.
Morning, Faith. How are you?
I'm good. Tired.
Tired?
Yeah, most of the time I'm
Let's
tired.
Do a little check. What time did you go to bed last night, Connor?
11:30.
11:30, that's late.
What time did you go to bed?
16, when I was 16, in bed at 9 o'clock.
I went to bed very late.
How late?
I don't even know. I think it was definitely past 12. I was putting stickers on my chest of drawers.
Right, okay. I've never heard that one before. Normally it's gaming all night or doing, but sticking stickers on chest of drawers. Yeah, you do.
Yeah, it needs some colour.
And you just thought, well, I stay up till midnight to do it then.
I'm usually up late drawing, but it was stickers last night.
Stickers last night, all right, fair enough. Hey, look, we got a busy old show. Later on we got Adam coming in to talk about men in sheds. So everything you want to know about men in sheds. Well, I've just been given a lot of funding for it. And have you got a shed at home?
No, I mean, it blew away ages ago from a very strong storm.
We're talking storms a little bit later on. Has your dad got a shed?
We do, but it's got our oil tank in it because our house is run by oil and not gas.
Right.
Because we've got quite an old house. And then we have an old bakehouse at the end of our garden, but it's off limits at the moment.
So does your dad go in the shed and light work? Does disappear?
No, because there's, I think it's it's got an oil tank in it, so it's there's no space in it.
No space, just got an oil tank in it.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Because my old dad used to he used to fix tellies for a living.
Nice.
Back in the time when they were worth fixing, that he used to fix tellies. So he had all these tellies in his shed, and he used to disappear on a Saturday afternoon to try and fix all these tellies.
Did he fix any?
But we did. Yeah, he did, because he'd be out there watching Final Score on BBC, and then we later found out that he only did it so he could go down the end of the garden and get away from me mum, which it worked. Anyway, look, we're going to chat about different things between now and 1 o'clock. We've got a whole list of stuff. We do want to talk storms. We do want to talk coronavirus. We want to talk schools. And there was something else we were going to chuck in as well. But do you want to introduce this next song?
Oh, yeah, it's a very good song. One of my favourite band, Gorillaz, Feel Good Inc.
Okay, here we go then. Radio FM 104.6. It's 28 minutes after 10. We've got Connor and we've got Faith in the studio, and we've got a list of stuff to talk about. Shall we talk about the storms first of all?
Oh yes, the storms. Wow, they were strong.
I found them quite exciting.
Yeah, very strong as well. So strong, in fact, it ripped my gate from my garden off.
Really?
Yeah.
How far did it go?
It didn't go that far. It went back into the garden.
Right.
I think it hit the front door.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but nothing smashed, don't worry.
Crikey, that is really scary, isn't it? So it's not been attached, reattached?
It hasn't been reattached. I can't, because the pillar that the gate was being held
gone
on.
As well, is it?
No, the piece of wood, the pillar that had the gate on, it literally split in half.
Oh right.
Ouch.
So I wasn't able to put it back on.
So where have you put it now? Because there's obviously more high winds and storms coming, so you want to put it somewhere where it doesn't blow away.
I've put it
So you've done it. You've taken
it. I've just put it by my front door.
Put it by my front door. Obviously put some weight on it.
Yeah, we did that.
No, that's good. Otherwise, it'd be blown down. That'd be in the news next week, wouldn't it? Here, who's lost his fence? Gate. And the house is all right, though.
The house is all right, yeah.
Roof's intact,
although okay. Very breezy.
Now, look, while you were being scared,
yeah,
you weren't.
No.
Who was scared?
The only thing that did happen is when the men came to collect the rubbish. There was recycling and rubbish blowing all over the road.
All over?
Well,
I can imagine.
Covering a lot of space. It's quite funny to watch. I quite like storms and rain. I find it quite nice to listen to when I'm trying to go to sleep and things.
So you're all right with it indoors looking out? Are you all right outdoors when you're actually in it?
I do. There was one time we were walking by the sea and I did get drenched by a wave and I think I went pretty insane. I got quite angry as well. But I like going... I'm all right with rainy walks because I find it quite nice, the wind in my hair and everything.
Right.
It's a nice experience being in nature.
See, I don't. I love looking out of a window, a big window, just watching all the breeze and the wind and all that, you know, lightning and things like that and heavy rain. That's great. But not being out in it. I always say to the wife, we always go for a walk about, just about sort of 20 minutes after we've had our tea. So we sort of say, look, come on, let's go for a walk. We're going for a walk tonight. And I say, is it raining? And she says, does it matter? I says, yeah, I've done my hair nice. So I'm not going to put a lot of effort in. I'm not going out if it's chucking it down with rain. So we don't do rainy walks.
Yeah.
But I love looking out and watching, you know, watching a good old storm. That's lovely. Mm. That's a really nice feeling, not being out in it. So, you weren't scared. I take that.
I weren't scared, no. I loved the sound of thunder. I loved the sight of the thunder.
I used to be scared of thunder, but I'm not so much anymore. It's quite interesting.
I was terrified of thunder when I was younger. Literally, I was terrified.
But you're not now.
No.
You're right now. Mm. All right, that's a good time. So did you know that was the storm? How are we saying this? Because many people have said this totally differently. Kiara?
I think it's Kira.
Kira.
Yeah, Kira.
Storm Kira.
It's not our fault the Americans can't say the words right, is it?
Yeah, well, unfortunately, the Americans don't use the English language properly.
Well, that's what... Because I heard a variety of pronunciations on ITV, BBC, Sky. Some were calling it... What was it you were calling it?
Kira.
Kira. That's the American version. Mm-hmm. And then there were, you know, English news reporters calling it Kiara.
I don't think Kiara is a name. Kira is a name.
Isn't Kiara in The Lion King?
No, it's something else. It's slightly different.
You sure? Because my son, who's now 25, if he was listening now, he'd be really, really embarrassed. Because we got two cats, and he wanted to call one of them Kiara after one of the lions on Lion King.
I don't think it's Kiara.
Well, there you go. We'll go and check it, shall we?
I'm not betting on it though.
You don't want to bet on it.
No. If it is Kiara, I'm going to be pretty shocked. If I, to be honest,
what in Lion King?
No. The storm. If it was actually Kiara, I'll be like
Yeah, but it's spelled the same way as Kiara.
Yeah,
not Kiara. See, you can't trust the Americans to pronounce anything.
You can't
right?
trust anything.
Look, you've American. Been given a language. Use it properly. For goodness sake.
We say courgettes. They say zucchini. I don't get that.
Do they?
Yeah.
Zucchini.
I've actually only just realised that they're the same thing.
No, I've only just realised that as well. We've learnt something from you, Connor. Every week you come in and chuck knowledge our way. You ought to have a white coat. We could call you Dr. Connor.
No,
Doc Rowlands.
I'm not really into the chemistry. Well, I am into chemistry, don't get me wrong. But when it comes to doctors, I'm not really... I like the practice of them. I just don't like being one.
Do you know what? I saw my doctor on... It's strange. Mm. I saw my doctor on the way into work this morning. He nearly ran me down. He didn't mean to. It was kind of my fault. But I'm thinking, hang on a minute, you were supposed to, like, save lives, not take them. Anyway, look, we'll take a break musically. We're going to play... We're going to play some U2 with some help from some friends. And we've also got some Gareth Icke, who I've noticed on Facebook just recently is writing a load of new stuff. And hopefully he'll send us some new stuff very soon. But you're going to hear Campfire. Gareth Icke, new music, local music from him. And if you want to send us your tunes, we'll put them on the airwaves. You don't even have to pay any money. It's just give us your tunes, we'll put them on the airwaves. Simple as that, if you're a local act. And there's been about 200 local bands, artists, singers, songwriters, producers that have got in touch and sent us their MP3s. So how do they, where do they send their MP3s to, Connor? Do you remember?
They send it either to the studio or to Ian himself at ian.mac@vectishradio.fm.
You sound like a professional now.
Yeah, I'm getting used to it.
My work is done here now. That song was all about campfires and camping and so on. Have you ever been camping?
On occasions. It's not really one of them hobbies that I like enjoy doing, but if it's necessary, then why not?
Have you been camping?
My dad has a camper van and we go a lot. When we first came to the island to check it out, we came on holiday in the camper van and we're like, wouldn't it be nice to live here? And now we live here.
Wow.
Yeah.
Not in the camper van.
No, not in the camper van.
Does the camper van have that thing where it comes, some kind of awning at the side?
It takes ages to put up, but it's like a normal... It's like the size of a normal VW like
right.
business van, but it yeah. has like a hard top, like so you can sleep in the roof, and that's usually where I sleep.
So you don't actually go out in the outsidey bit then?
Well, we did sometimes in the summer. We sometimes sleep in the awning because it gets cooler. Too hot.
Yeah,
and we used to camp in a green tent, but we don't anymore because we've got the camper van.
Right. A little bit of comfort there. So do you do the sleeping bag thing on the floor, or do you have, like, beds?
My sleeping bag, which is really cool, is I unzip it completely, and it's like a duvet.
Right. But is it then on the floor?
Oh, no, because I sleep in the roof. There's, right. like, a little bit of a mattress
But
bit.
When you sleep outside... When you do that thing when it's too hot outside, yeah. do you go in a sleeping bag on a bed, a camp bed, or straight on the floor?
We did used to have a camping bed, so I don't know if we'll ever do that again. But
that's posh.
Yeah.
That really is posh. and what about you? You done camping?
I have, just not really often.
But I would imagine you got a sleeping bag and you're directly on the floor.
No,
you have like a bed.
Make a homemade hammock if
I
can.
Oh, nice.
Oh, well, okay, with all the mod cons. How brilliant is that?
Yeah.
Good for you. So when was the last time you went?
I can't quite remember. It's definitely over 10 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I think it was 11 years ago I went camping last. So when I was 5, when I went camping.
Right.
I can't remember the last time before that I went.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Interesting. Because, I think there's a lot of people that do more camping when they're younger because they don't mind not having the comforts because it's a bit of an exciting yeah. time. But as you get older, you get used to those home comforts,
yeah.
don't you?
Yeah. yeah.
Hammocks, especially when you're a teenager.
Very unstable.
Yeah. No Wi-Fi is just torture.
And no, you can't plug it. Watch me, I can't charge my phone. Let's go home. But I would imagine everywhere's got them now, charging points. And
yeah.
That's the thing, that's why we got the van, because we have Wi-Fi in it and a little charging station, so it's nice.
Good for you. Right, we're going to take a couple of songs and then we'll be back and we'll tell you what we're going to be doing today's lunchtime social. We also want to talk about schooling and doing the rounds is this lovely video of a young baby covering himself in food. It's brilliant. You've got to see. I'll tell you what you do. Go out and do a Google search for the video. It'll brighten you up. Tell me if you don't smile. Tell me if you don't chuckle to yourself. Okay, so that's what we're going to do in the next 10 minutes. Do you know, it was summer 1981, and that was the year that I left school. Can you believe that? All those years. I know I don't. I look the same age as you, are, but that's how many yeah. years? How many years ago? You're doing maths at the moment. How many years ago was that?
What was the year you said again?
1981.
1981.
That was the year my mum was born.
Thank you.
40 years, maybe?
I feel so much better. Almost 40 years,
yeah,
isn't it?
That
or is it?
Almost.
Yeah, almost, yeah. Mm. So what is the correct number, then?
I can't remember.
Neither.
42. 42? Yeah. Oh, thanks very much. No, it was... Do you know, Callum? We've got Callum who's just joined us. You all right, Callum?
Yeah, I'm good.
So if I was leaving school in 1981 and the year is 2020, how many years ago was that
1981
hit?
To 2020.
How many years ago?
1981.
39.
Look at this lot.
I'm trying my best.
Any ideas? No idea at all?
I'm going to agree with Faye, 39 there.
39. Yeah, let's do.
39.
Yeah, it's 39. Look, Callum's just joined us, and I can tell you've got a Carisbrook because you've got the old Carisbrook blazer on. How are you this morning, all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay. Well, are you going to stick around for a while?
Yeah, I'll stick around for a while.
Well, good. Brilliant. Now, we've established already, I don't know whether you heard this or not, but you've actually got a DJ name.
Yeah, I do.
Go on, tell us.
DJ CJ? Oh, God, that was so cringy.
DJ CJ. Cool. I love that. Don't you? That's really good. So, CJ, what is the C? Callum and J?
Callum Jupe.
And Jeep, right.
DJ CJ.
Loving it.
Best I could think of.
For now. Dude, nice. It's catchy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is catchy.
You haven't got a name yet, have you?
I have a few nicknames. I have Nonny, Nonny Wonny Ding Dong. Oh, yeah, that's not one. I just created that one up.
Nonny.
Nonny is one of them.
We have discussed this. How did you get Nonny?
I got that when I was very young. I don't know why. Okay. Nonny just popped in Mum's head, I think.
Well, you're still fairly young now. You know, you're not exactly old. Yeah. Well, not yet, but... have you got any nicknames?
Sometimes I go by Lid, because my second name's Lydia, and my persona's Lydia, and sometimes Lid. I go by Lid.
So we've got Nonny, Lid, and DJ CJ.
Yeah.
You're going to come back in the next hour, aren't you?
Yeah, come back.
Yeah, I know you got some people out there that came down with you. You can tell them to clear off and have a coffee. You'll be all right, won't you?
Yeah.
Go on, tell them to clear off and have a coffee.
Clear up out of the coffee.
All right, then. So we're going to take a quick track up to the 11 o'clock news, and then we will be back.